It's All Things Considered on KUT. I'm Nathan Bernier. You might be starting to plan your holiday meal right now and maybe thinking about what kind of drinks you'll be imbibing. Well, if you want to keep it Texas or keep it Austin, I have a couple people here to help us figure out how to do that. Jessica Dupuy is a drinks columnist for Texas Monthly. Hey, Jessica.
Hi, Nathan.
And Marla Camp is the publisher of Edible Austin. Thanks for coming in, Marla.
Thanks for having me, Nathan.
Marla, I'm going to start with you. Eating locally. I know some people roll their eyes. It's satirized even on television. But if I feel like spending just a little bit extra on my food over the holiday, you're an evangelist for eating locally. Why would I want to do that?
There are so many reasons, but I'll give you just a few high points. One is nutritional value. When you eat food that's just recently been picked from the ground, especially with produce, retains its nutrient value. Meats that are raised in humane and pastured, grass-fed and organic manner is much healthier for you. So there's the health issue. There's the local economy, supporting our local growers, farmers, artisans, food producers, our local restaurants that source locally in markets. Huge economic impact, huge economic impact. I think one of the most important reasons, because I'm a foodie, another word people disparage a bit these
yes,
days.
True.
But we embrace it. It's the taste. I mean, it tastes good. It tastes fresh. That's why chefs love locally sourced ingredients. They'll tell you that there's nothing as good as fresh local produce.
And we're fortunate in Texas in that we have a much longer growing season, or we have multiple growing seasons, right?
We do. We grow all year round, which is an amazing advantage of living here in Central Texas. The winter season is probably one of our most abundant. There's such a wide range of vegetables and produce, especially, that you can get in the winter. And I'm happy to list a few things.
I was just about to ask you, what's in season? What should I be, if I want to do this, planning my holiday meal around?
Well, what goes better with the holidays than roasted vegetables, right?
Absolutely.
So roasted vegetables, we've got cauliflower, broccoli, all the brassicas. We'll be having Brussels sprouts. If they're not out now, they'll be out very soon. Potatoes, we have carrots, all the root vegetables, the beautiful beets. All of those are delicious when they're roasted, and they go very well with holiday meal planning. Then we've got squash, all kinds of winter squashes, spaghetti squash, butternut squash, patty pan squash, all kinds of delightful, beautiful, colorful squash and pumpkins. And then you've also got the abundance of greens. So you've got all your collards and your mustards and your spinach and arugula and all the lettuces all flourish at this time of year.
Meat-wise, there are a number of ranches around Austin in Central Texas.
There are multiple ranches. You can get turkeys, you can get duck, you can get pork, there's lamb. Dorper lamb, which is really a fine meat lamb, and goat meat is a very Texas tradition. And
you
can get local. You can get local goat. It's not just the dairy goats that we raise here in Texas. We raise meat goats, and that's becoming more popular on menus and restaurants as well.
I was looking at your website, and I found the list of farmers markets. I had no idea that there were so many farmers markets in the Austin area. It seems like they're open every day of the week.
Every day of the week. You can find a farmers market in Central Texas, and we have a map so you can see where they are near you or where you might be traveling. There are multiple markets. Local urban markets in Austin, like Boggy Creek Farm, and they're open 4 or 5 days a week to shop at Boggy Creek Farm. Springdale Farm has multiple days. So you really can easily find ways to connect with local food, or you can get it delivered to you or pick up as a CSA, Community Supported Agriculture Program, you can subscribe to.
All right. Stay right there, Marla. Time to talk about drinks. Jessica Dupuy.
Yeah.
Drinks columnist for Texas Monthly. If I want to keep Texas in my glass over the holidays, Jessica, let's start with beer. What do you recommend?
Well, obviously, there's quite a large selection of craft beers throughout the state, so it's kind of hard to narrow down the best tasting ones, right? And they change so often. But I think there's a way to go about this that's kind of fun. Carbach Brewery, which is out of the Houston area, they have done a little bit of a play on the classic Christmas Story, that movie that we've probably all seen ad nauseum every every season. They've got a beer called You'll Shoot Your Eye Out. Yule spelled Y-U-L-E as in the Yule log. And if you remember that film, it's all about
the BB gun.
The BB gun, the Red Ryder. That's right. So this is an homage to that special movie. But it's also a really great holiday beer. So let me just say that first of all. It's a little bit malty. It's got some elements of like ginger and cocoa nib, but also some orange peel. It's a really nice, spicy holiday beverage if you want to go the beer route. And you can find it at most of the retailers like HEB, Whole Foods throughout Austin.
It's pretty widely available.
Yes. Mm-hmm. But for the season only. So get it now before the movie starts playing over and over on cable.
I will need a few of those if I have to sit through that movie one more time.
Exactly. Yes.
All right. What about if I want something a little stronger like a cocktail?
I am a big fan of the classic old-fashioned, and that's an old-school cocktail that's made typically with either rye or bourbon, mm-hmm. a little bit of simple syrup or some sugar, and then orange peel. There is a really cool twist that I've had recently that I have been making a lot at home, and we've got Treaty Oak Distillery here in the Hill Country that makes an antique gin. So if you think about the qualities of gin, there's this, you know, herbal note to it, but they've aged it in a barrel. And by doing that, it's kind of added some characteristics of, you know, allspice and cinnamon and things that actually really evoke the holidays.
So is it more of a brown liquor? Because it's
It looks like a bourbon, but it's made with gin. So it's just been aged. And that's because the barrel's imparted the color and everything to it. But you make an old fashioned with that, and it's definitely different, but it's something that person who wants that boozy feeling when they're having a nice, rich cocktail, they're going to appreciate this. I think it's a nice change up from the average old fashioned.
Now, I got to ask you about wine. I know you're a level 2 sommelier. Can you give me sort of the idiot's guide for wine over the holidays?
Sure. It depends on what you're serving, obviously, for dinner. But the go-to wines have always been, you know, like Pinot Noir, because it's not, you know, it's not too abrasive or too hard. It's usually a nice light red wine. Or Chardonnay, which everyone seems to at least appreciate to some degree. But if you're going Texas, you have to be a little more creative, because Pinot Noir is certainly not our specialty here. I would suggest wines made from a grape called Merved, which is a French Rhone Valley grape that's very popular as a blending grape in the south of France. But it's also a great grape for Texas, and it's one that a lot of different wineries have been doing as a single variety wine. Some good examples would be William Chris. They have a Texas Merved, which is delicious. 4.0 Cellars is selling one that's made by Brennan Vineyards for 4.0 Cellars, and it's amazing. That actually, both of those wines actually just made the Texas Monthly Top 20 Wines for 2015. So I fully support those.
Spell Merved for me.
Okay, Merved. It's Mourvedre.
Okay.
So it looks like Mourvèdre.
Okay.
If you're going to say it, I guess, as a Texan, but in the French would say Mourvèdre with a little bit of a accent on the end.
Okay.
Or some people are calling it Mourvèdre, however you want to say it.
Well, now I know what to look for.
Yes.
Jessica Dupuis is a drinks columnist for Texas Monthly. You can read her list of the best Texas wines of 2015 at texasmonthly.com. And Marla Camp is the publisher of Edible Austin. You can find that magazine all over the city or read it on their website, edibleaustin.com. Jessica, Marla, thanks for your time. Happy holidays.
Happy holidays.
Cheers.